Governor Tony Evers called on state lawmakers today to invest about $250 million in the state's public education system, with a focus on special education and mental health spending, along with some property tax relief. The money would come from a projected tax surplus that's expected to be around $450 million. But Wisconsin Republicans argue the extra funds should be used mainly for a tax cut. Sean Johnson is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, tell us about this projected tax surplus. What does that mean?
Yeah, so this came out a couple weeks ago in late January. The legislature's nonpartisan budget office put out revised revenue numbers, projections, basically looking at trends that have happened in the economy since the last time they put out numbers, actual tax collections, and then trying to predict the future, essentially. And they're very good at it, but they are projections. And what they showed is that the state is expected to take in $818 million more in tax revenue than previously expected. That's going to leave the state with a balance of about $705 million if they don't do anything at the end of this current budget cycle, and that's about $450 million more than was originally projected. So when you have money in the state's general fund and it's an election year, legislators, governors, they have ideas for what to do with that money. And so that's what you've seen the last couple weeks and what you saw today from Governor Evers.
Yeah, talk about what Governor Evers announced today. What's he looking to do?
He is looking to put the money into education. So he called a special session today to introduce this bill that would spend about $250 million more on public schools. About $130 million of that would go to the state's school aid formula and bring the state back to spending two-thirds on education, picking up two-thirds of the cost of public education. And then the package would also emphasize spending on mental health funding at schools, and then also on special education, which has been a big priority of the governor's.
And the governor also mentioned a little bit of property tax relief in the mix. Is that right?
What he's saying there is that if you spend this money on, put this state aid into public schools, that there will be less pressure on, there'll be less pressure on schools to go to referenda to ask local property taxpayers to, pick up the difference. And then also just that the way that the school funding formula works, when you plow in more state aid, there's just less pressure at the local levels to increase the local levy.
Now, and you mentioned that two-thirds state commitment to school funding. This has been a long tradition policy in the state. Can you talk about where that came from?
Yeah, it used to be a law for a little while. I mean, it was something that was passed initially under former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson at a time when, the state had a lot of new revenue growth. And, they were in a position kind of like we are now, where lawmakers and the governor wanted to kind of enshrine this in law. And so they did. They put a larger commitment of state dollars to school funding. That went away after the recession and subsequent budgets in the early 2000s. And it's never come back, under state law. And it's never, the state has never stuck with that benchmark since then as a matter of law. And so Governor Evers wants to bring back the benchmark, and he wants to, as part of this special session, get back to two-thirds funding. He says this is something that Republican leaders have come out for, in support of in the past. There's actually a letter from Speaker Voss to the governor that he sent back in January of last year, where he said that Assembly Republicans were supporting getting back to two-thirds funding. But, just based on Voss's comments today and those of other Republicans, this is not something they're enthusiastic about right now.
Yeah, talk a little more about the Republican response.
It's been, not very warm, well, let's say, to the governor's plan. Scott Fitzgerald, the Senate Majority Leader, put out some tweets pretty quickly after the governor introduced his plan. One that stuck out was Fitzgerald said, quote, "Senate Republicans have been focused since last year on using our surplus for a tax cut for hardworking families, and the governor knows that. I don't see us budging off that position." So Fitzgerald saying that's what we want to do with this surplus money. The governor knows it. We're not moving. And Speaker Voss put out a tweet, said, quote, "I just met with Governor Evers yesterday, and there was no mention of this special session." The governor says he wants to work together, but it appears he's only interested in scoring points, political points. And then Voss kind of articulated this that same sentiment in brief comments to reporters, a little less than an hour ago, where essentially he says, we are going to cut taxes. That's our priority. And the governor knows that.
Talking to WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about the state's projected budget surplus for this current two-year period and what the governor and what Republicans in the legislature want to do about it. Sean, I dimly remember in our last period of divided government, Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, Democrats in the state legislature, a budget surplus. Tommy Thompson wanted a tax cut. Democrats wanted to increase some spending. They compromised by doing both. As I recall, is there a prospect to do that? Hey, we'll give you a little bit of the school spending. You give us a little bit of the tax cut.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, you could argue that they did that this time around with the governor's budget and the Republican legislature. They ended up with a tax cut and with an increase in school funding. The tax cut wasn't as big as Republicans wanted. The increase in school funding wasn't as big as the governor wanted. So, I mean, you could say they have actually, despite all of their fighting, they have compromised. But this is I'm just not sure that they're going to do that this time around. There is kind of precious little time left in the legislative session. And, you know, that is under the legislature's control. They can stick around longer if they want to. But they have said that they're not going to stick around that long. The last day that the assembly is planning to be in is February 20th. That's 2 weeks from now. So whatever they want to get done, they've got 2 weeks to do it. The Senate is going to have one more session day in February, one more in March. There is a possibility that they just don't reach an agreement in that amount of time.
I'm remembering a lot of conversations with Todd Barry, formerly of the group, formerly known as the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. And when there was a surplus like this, his message was, rainy day fund, put it in a rainy day fund. We're going to have more recessions in the future. Set it aside. Is anybody talking about that this time around, Sean?
So because the projected surplus is actually so big, the state is going to have to make it triggers an automatic deposit of about $409 million in Wisconsin's statutory rainy day fund. You know, it's a budget stabilization fund. So they've already done that to some degree. And if they do nothing with the rest of that money, it'll be there for the next budget. So it's not like this is not like a budget bill that comes up every 2 years where they have to pass something. They could not pass anything and have Evers blame Republicans for standing in the way of school funding and Republicans blame Evers for standing in the way of the tax cuts. I mean, you could see a scenario where that happens. There could also be a mixture of both, or, you know, somebody could cave, but they don't have to do anything this time around.
And it's a tight timeline, Sean. Well, this is one where we may know the answer within a month as to what's going to happen here.
I would think so. I mean, the assembly they want to get out here pretty quickly. The Senate has just two more session days, and they are actually, Assembly Republicans and Senate Republicans are caucusing privately this week to get a feel for what they want to do with this money and what kind of a tax cut that they're proposing. So, yeah, we're going to know pretty quickly how this plays out, and it's going to be dominating discussion of what's going to happen in the last couple weeks of the session here in Madison.
It's an election year. That's not going to have anything to do with this, is it, Sean?
I mean, you could argue that is behind the proposals you've already seen. They're keenly aware that there's an election, and what's popular, tax cuts are popular, school funding is popular, and so you've seen Evers, Republican lawmakers, kind of go to their strengths on these areas already. These issues are very comfortable talking about, and I think probably would be happy to talking about into the November elections.
Sean, thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, Capital Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio. He joins today to talk about Governor Evers' executive order calling for the legislature to use a portion of a projected surplus for public education. Republicans in the legislature are saying they'd rather see it put toward tax cuts. Tomorrow, Governor Tony Evers will be on the morning show. You can catch an interview with him at 8 a.m. And you can check out Sean's reporting on this and other issues at WPR.org/news. And if you have thoughts on what you want to see done with this projected surplus, spending it, tax cuts, rainy day fund, you name it, let us know over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.